Resource Auctions, Dennis Belisky. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, McCare, how are you today?
Well, not bad. The wind seems to be got a little chill to it, and doggone it, we're gonna get a nice little cold snap coming our way next week, I hear.
Sounds like a cold snap. Wind is a little strong today. You know, you've heard it from me before, and I'll say it again. We never blame the weatherman for the weather, so you're off the hook. We just have to put up with it and deal with it. And, you know, somebody said to me the other day, I sure hope we don't get much snow this winter. And I said, well, there's already places in this state that have had 40 inches of snow so far, so we've had quite a bit of snow already.
Indeed. So maybe Mother Nature will cut us some slack for the last half of the winter. Probably not. We'll see.
Well, if 60 inches is our normal snowfall and we've already gotten 40, then we can handle 20 inches of snow at five different intervals throughout the course of the winter. That would be a pretty good order to put in.
That's for sure. And, you know, if 60 is average and we already got 40, winter's two-thirds over then, right? Yeah, maybe not.
Hey, there's a lot of people out there listening to us saying, boy, those are a couple of big BSers there.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Hey, but there ain't no BS on this. I see you got an awesome auction in Petersburg next week.
I am sitting in the driveway at the Wrighton Farm as we talk, and of course we're going to have a nice auction here next Thursday, December 12th, and even if it's a little cool outside, it's a nice big place for you to come in and sit down and warm up and have a coffee here at the auction, or you can bid from your home or office on the internet. It's your choice if you want to be with us at the auction or you want to be with us at home on the auction. Either way, we'll be able to accommodate you. But nice line of late model equipment, good clean Case IH low-hour machinery. A 500 quad track with a power takeoff. There's a 500 wheel tractor with real low hours. Both have full navigation in them. Got an 8230 combine that's a low hour machine with full navigation and yield and moisture. A 2018 model MacDon flex draper, which has gone over very few acres. That's a double knife drive. Very nice head. 8-row 30 corn head, semis and trailers. Got a really nice drill on this auction. We have a 60-foot single disc Case IH drill on this auction with a 3450 cart plus another 3580 cart, pardon me. We got a Flexicoil drill with a 3450 cart. Nice late model tillage equipment, Summers disc, Summers land roller, good selection of machinery all the way through. It's a very nice auction. Lots of good late model equipment. Neil has cut his acreage considerably from what he was farming in the past and gone down on his acres and is going to sell this equipment next week, and it's here to be sold. It's just a good, straight, clean line of equipment that guys can take right home and use, and we're proud and pleased to be able to have this auction. Now, a couple other things we want to talk about. Consignment auction, you know, our next consignment auction is quite a ways away, but as this weather starts to close in, if you're planning on bringing things into the auction or thinking that you even maybe might be, it's a good time to get blocks underneath them, get them kind of put away into a place where you can get it out, because by the time March rolls around and we have that auction, could have a little bit more snow on the ground if your plan and mine doesn't come together with the amount of snowfall that we're going to get yet. And get those items lined up and prepped to get them into that consignment auction March 24th, which will be indoors at the Alaris Center. Got some nice farm retirement auctions coming up. We'll keep you clued into those as they come into fruition, but we've got lots and lots of room for your auction. If you're contemplating an auction, we want to sit down, talk to you, show you exactly how hard we will work for you to have an auction. In the last couple of days, I've been visiting with some sellers, and the point that we always try to drive across the table is we have time to do your auction. We have time to make your auction the best it can be. No cookie-cutter approach. We never have somewhere else that we have to run off to right away and get to so that we can leave something neglected at your auction. We have the time to put it together and to do it right, because you're going to do this once in your lifetime. Once in your lifetime. And I think that when it's all said and done, you'd probably rather have a painting than a print.
Excellent.
So
yeah.
When it comes right down to it, we want to be your team. We want to be able to work for you. We want to show you how we get extra money out of your equipment, and we always do for our sellers. Got a huge following. You know, we've got thousands and thousands of people in our online system and in our direct mail program, and been doing this for a long time and been doing a good job of it, and we've got many, many satisfied clients. And all you need to do is make the call when you decide to have that auction and give us an opportunity to come out and visit with you. We'll show you how important it is to take the time to do this right, because there's always a little bit of extra money in this auction when it comes time. And you know what? Doesn't matter if you're retiring, if you're getting out of the business, or if it's been a death in the family or whatever, extra money will always go to pay something. Debt, taxes, whatever you might have. So you might as well get the most you can and do the very best you can and make sure that someone that you're hiring to do that auction is there with your best interests in mind to do that.
Awesome wisdom and advice. All right. Well, Dennis, how does that everybody get a hold of you?
Well, you know what? They can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com, or they can call 701-757-4015.
Thank you, Dennis. We'll see you 1 week from today at the Wrighton Farms there, Petersburg, North Dakota.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.